from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce, topping a report this hour. It's the first weekend that Hoboken residents don't have the direct PATH service into New York City. PATH officials say Hoboken Station will reopen by 5 a.m. February 25th. But do riders believe it?
No. They never do anything on time. They're not going to do it on time.
Of course. They said they will.
In fact, I think there's a chance it'll be done earlier because there's so much risk for the Port Authority and the politicians to take longer that I think it'll, you know, they gave us the outside limit is my guess.
Port Authority officials say extra ferries and buses are supplementing service with shuttle buses ready to take Hoboken riders to the nearby Newport station. Following one of the coldest months in recent memory, Governor Murphy announced a deal that will keep down electricity prices. It involves JPM Interconnection, the company behind the movement of wholesale electricity in 13 states, including New Jersey. Murphy joined with the governors of four other states to urge the company to find a way to hold prices down. The company agreed to a price cap that the governors say will save consumers $21 billion over 2 years. A longtime teacher in Burlington County is ordered to hand over his license to instruct due to inappropriate text messages sent to former students.
Ray Morrison has been a gym teacher and coach at Willingboro Memorial Middle School for years. In 2016, a young woman reported an unwanted text exchange from her former teacher. In 2020, a different ex-student received inappropriate messages. After years of Morrison challenging disciplinary actions, the State Board of Examiners has formally adopted its decision to revoke his teaching certificates. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Another landmark store for music lovers in New Jersey has announced it's closing its doors for good. Scotty's Record Shop first opened in Summit in 1956. Established by Anthony Scotty, his son Gary tells New Jersey 101.5 that after the building was sold and his lease expired, he made the difficult decision to close instead of uprooting to a new site and years-long commitment. The store will be open for roughly the next 2 to 3 weeks as Scotty's launched a retirement sale on Friday. Now the Guaranteed Service Business Report. An hourly wage at Costco is going up to $30. The retail giant announced this week that it is raising pay for most of its hourly U.S. workers following contract talks with union employees. Workers at the bottom of the pay scale will be paid $20 per hour, and that includes employees at non-union locations. On Wall Street, the Dow closed down about 337 points. Call Guaranteed Service today at 1-800-GUARANTEED or visit GuaranteedService.com and get your complete heating system tune-up for only $77 and stay cozy all winter long guaranteed. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Approximately one-third of New Jersey, southern and coastal areas still in extreme drought as of this week. I know calling it much-needed rain is cliche at this point, but it's so true. We'll take every raindrop we can get. Periods of rain continuing tonight, ending sometime after midnight, and then temperatures will drop into the 30s by daybreak tomorrow morning. Bright and sunny tomorrow, breezy and colder. Afternoon temperatures only make it into the upper 30s. Sunday, cloudy skies with a chance of an afternoon snow shower, highs only mid-30s. Monday will be mostly cloudy and mild as highs push to near 50 degrees. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Right now in Orange, it is 41 degrees, Hillsborough 40, and Toms River 48. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.